sowing the seeds of cannabis, and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident Hempo Sapien, Vivian McPeak, will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is the Hemp Present Resistance. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest. Speaking flower to power for 29 years and found at hempfest.org. I am also the author of the book Protestival, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest, also found at hempfest.org. This show is a weekly reef for Radio Rebellion, where I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers on the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Angel Thrasher. Dylan Oglesby is a 22-year-old who was born a micro preemie, or born very prematurely at just 26 weeks. Dylan was born with hydrocephalus, resulting in brain damage and initial frontal lobe damage, which caused him to have intractable epilepsy. He suffers grand mal seizures, which damage his brain, killing neurons and further worsening his condition. Not surprisingly, cannabis significantly lessens Dylan's suffering, but the iron curtain of federal cannabis prohibition creates arbitrary obstacles to Dylan's quest for relief, as well as thousands of other Americans seeking to lessen their suffering. Dylan's mother, Angel, has joined me today to tell us about their family's quest to find relief for Dylan and about their journey to justice. Welcome, Angel, to Cannabis Radio.
Hello.
Did I get everything right on my introduction?
Yes, everything is perfect.
Angel, Dylan was born a micro preemie at just 26 weeks. He must have been extremely small. Did you know in advance that there would be complications in your birth? Or was that an unexpected development for you?
It was completely unexpected. I actually went to the doctor the morning that of the night that I gave birth to him, and everything was perfect.
Wow. And when did you find out that there are issues?
He had his first seizure at 3 days old, and they also found he was developing hydrocephalus at 3 days old.
Wow, that must have been really traumatic for you. I looked it up, and what I learned was hydrocephalus is a condition in which an accumulation of cerebrospinal fluid occurs within the brain, which can cause increased pressure inside the skull. And I read that older people may experience headaches and double vision, poor balance, personality changes, or even mental impairment. What have Dylan's symptoms been?
Since it developed so early, and it varied from getting really bad, he actually has 2 VP shunts. He's had 16 brain surgeries. It's destroyed a lot of areas of his brain.
And he has a lot of secondary physical conditions, right?
He does. He has cerebral palsy. He has autism. He has severe neuropathy all over his body from the brain damage, irritable epilepsy, just the numerous different conditions.
Life must be very hard for him, huh?
It is very hard and unfair. It's very hard for me, being his 24/7 caregiver. I just want him to, you know, have a somewhat normal life. It's devastating.
I imagine this must have been economically devastating for you guys as well.
Yes, I'm unable to work at all now due to his decline. I have no income currently. That's really devastating. Trying to, I don't want to put my son in a facility where he doesn't know anyone. I want to be there for him, and 24/7, which means I can't work. And in the state that I'm currently in, we don't have caregiver pay. Most legal states do have caregiver pay.
Where are you at right now? What state are you in?
I am in Georgia.
Okay, so you're still in Georgia. God, Angel,
yes.
Dylan must just have to be extremely brave and strong to endure his daily reality. And you must be required to be strong as well. And I imagine at some points it's been really, really difficult. And it must be just tremendously hard on you. And I just, you know, want to honor you and your commitment to Dylan right now. What can you tell us about Dylan? What kind of a person is he? What brings him joy? What interests him?
Dylan is 22, but he's a lot like a child. I would say some days 5-year-old, some days a 10-year-old, but some days he's like a regular boy. He really enjoys going to Hooters with him before the pandemic. He loves seeing, he calls him his hot babe. he's very funny. He's very serious, but he lives in a lot of fear. Recently, he's been able to know when a bad seizure is coming, and a fear comes over him that terrifies him, and he grabs me and says, "Mom, please don't let me die. Please don't let me die." And that is, there's no words for how that makes the parent feel.
I can't imagine everything that you're going through. And it sounds to me like Dylan is extremely lucky to have you as his mom. I want to get into the subject matter that we have to deal with here. And in 2015, the state of Georgia passed a law allowing patients with certain medical conditions to use cannabis medicinally. Dylan was one of the first patients to be issued a state medical cannabis card. Can you tell us about what the process of obtaining cannabis was like for you? And what happened the first time that Dylan tried cannabis to treat the effects of his condition?
We actually helped fight for that law, and it's pretty simple. You go to a doctor who deems, you know, you have one of the conditions to get your cannabis card. You go to a health department, you pay a little fee, you pick up a cannabis card, and then that's where it gets tricky. You're left with just your card. We have no, and it's for low THC, I want to clarify, not high THC, very low amounts of oil only. We have no way to access that. There's no dispensaries. There's no way to get that without breaking the law.
So the law is kind of, go ahead.
It's 2021. That was 2015. And there's still no way for anyone with a card to legally access the low THC oil.
Well, that sounds like when in the old days, when the government issued a tax stamp for people that wanted to grow hemp, but there was, you had to have a tax stamp, but there was no, there was no tax stamp. How does Dylan access cannabis? Can you answer that, or does he?
I will answer that. We have someone that does give us low THC oil. Once we have it, it's legal for us to have. Without going into too many areas of saying, you know, details about that, that helped him tremendously. And late 2015, I got really frustrated after I saw what the low THC oil was doing. So we moved to Colorado, where he was able to experience what high THC, good quality medical high THC would do for him. That was a life-changing experience. He thrived. He went 2 years almost without any seizures. He lived his best life. And unfortunately, due to a very nasty divorce, me and my children ended up stuck back in Georgia.
Wow. So you have a law which is basically meaningless for people in that state, right?
Yes. I mean, I think there's 18,000 patients, I believe that's the number in Georgia now, with cards and no access.
Wow. That's crazy. That's just crazy. What happened when Dylan took THC? I mean, what was his reaction?
Within an hour or two, he's a completely different person. His stutter, he has a hard time speaking sometimes. It completely goes away. His tremors, from brain damage and different issues, he has tremors all over his body. Those go away. And there's a light that comes on inside of him. And it's beautiful and wonderful. And he just becomes a different person. He's so relieved. He smiles. He's able to, you know, do things that he would never be able to do without that. All the seizure meds he's tried, which he's tried numerous ones since he was born, they killed his spirit. They caused more seizures. His hair fell out on one of the medications, Keppra, and he started harming himself. And the doctors just said that was a side effect. With cannabis, he had none of those side effects except for just joy and no seizures.
Wow, that is just really profound. I mentioned to you before we started taping that on this show, I've had the parents of children with similar conditions. I've had parents from South Africa, England, Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, and the stories are all identical. The only thing different is the accent on those people. They're going through the same things. Their children are having the same reactions. I had a parent that had a child that was nonverbal, tried cannabis oil, and started talking, and they didn't even realize that their kid understood language. Or children that's been in a wheelchair that got up and was trying to walk for the first time ever after they gave the child cannabis oil. Wow, Angel, changing the laws must be very important to you.
Yes, it's one of my life's goals. Like, it affects my son, it affects so many people I came in contact with. It's an unjust law, it's an unfair law. We're the United States of America. It shouldn't matter where my bed is or where my home is. I should have access to save my son's life. It's life or death for us.
I'm talking to Angel Thrasher. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our second segment, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us Hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong Hemperer of Hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we are back with Angel Thrasher. Angel, I read that CBD doesn't really work for Dylan, but high doses of THC brings him the desired effect. But the best treatment for Dylan is a full spectrum of cannabinoids, and that's like THCA, CBN, CBD, etc., to form what I've heard usually called the entourage effect. Is that true? Is the best application of cannabis for Dylan having a full spectrum of cannabinoids?
Yes, absolutely. There's so many people here that say, oh, you should just do CBD. CBD's wonderful, don't get me wrong, but it does not stop seizures for my son. He needs everything. He needs CBD with THC and THCA, CBN, everything, and high doses, really high doses, to get to hit what we call his sweet spot.
Have you contacted your state representatives and let them know that the law is inferior and that it's not helping your son?
Absolutely, all the time. Our governor, state representatives, everyone I can contact, I contact.
Are there specific strains that you have found help Dylan more than others?
Yes. So far, when we were in Colorado, we were able to do strain testing, you know, trying different things. He did really well with Durban Poison. He did really well with Grape 8, Critical Mass. Those were some of the best strains for him. We like to swap it up. You know, some strains didn't do as well as others. But, you know, I'm sure there's a lot more that we could try. But those are some that really stood out as far as helping him.
In just days, Angel, the result of the senatorial race in Georgia is going to become clear. Currently, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his fellow Republicans are standing in the way of the MORE Act that would federally legalize cannabis. The results of this election could mean the difference between cannabis staying federally illegal or becoming legal. Are you watching this race closely with that in mind?
I am, absolutely. That is very important to me. Unfortunately, no matter what the outcome, even if it's decriminalized federally, I don't think Georgia will be set up to have access to it in a timely manner. That's why we're trying to get back to a legal state immediately. Because, like I said earlier, he's one to no one knows how many bad seizures away from not making it. So we're running out of time with my son.
Wow. That must be the whole thing is just, you're bearing such a load. I can't even imagine. When Dylan's doing well, what brings him joy? Does he like music? Does he like watching movies? What are his things?
He loves playing with his DS, and music is really big for him. Some days he's able to color. Some days his tremors won't allow that. Some days watching movies and, you know, making popcorn or just doing different little things like that. Especially now that we're in a pandemic, where I live, no one enforces masks or social distancing. Everything's open, so it's dangerous. The common cold could kill him. So we're pretty much just stuck at home all the time, so we do whatever we can to be entertained.
Well, if the common cold can kill him, then the idea that he would survive COVID-19, I mean, what a threat the pandemic must be for your family.
It's very devastating. Like, even going to the park or anywhere, you know, we would used to go or walk around and feed ducks or anything is really scary now because there's still so many people out with no mask here. We're basically just stuck at home. And I have another child too that, you know, she has to deal with the pandemic and she thinks she's dealing with a little mama. And, you know, it affects her as well, the whole situation. She's 11 and she knows more about cannabis than most adults. So, because she watched it literally bring her brother back to life in Colorado, and now she sees him declining, and it affects her as well.
Well, she must be a warrior as well. I mean, Dylan must require so much extra attention from you. And it sounds like she has moved into a caretaker role for her brother as well.
She was born little mama to him. She does everything she can. Even when we were in Colorado, she insisted on helping grow his medicine. She is a mini cannabis activist, which I told her, you can't really do that around here. But she, you know, I think she will have a future somewhere, somehow in cannabis industry, just growing up, watching what it's done for her brother.
Wow, how inspiring that is. Wow. How about state services and stuff? Do when you interact with people in the state, how do they react to the issue of cannabis? Does it seem like they kind of know what's going on, or do you have to deal with cannabis bigotry?
There's people here that support us, but the majority of people, with me speaking out and telling his story, I would say, I'm not sure of the word to use, has marked us. We're pulled over by police more. We've been told before the pandemic at different places, what kind of mother are you to dope your son up? You're a terrible mother. You have him on drugs. Like, where I live is a very conservative small town in Georgia where cannabis is looked at by a lot of people as the same thing as heroin.
And they believe that medical marijuana is a hoax like the pandemic.
Absolutely. They believe it's a hoax. They believe it's just an excuse to use drugs.
Wow. And like, life's hard enough for you guys already, but then you have to endure that when all you're really trying to do is find relief for your son so that he can have a sunny day and see that the sky's blue like any other kid gets to do.
Exactly. Just to have another day with him. And if they could just walk a mile in my shoes or spend the day with my son and see the difference, that there would be no more of that bigotry from them.
Wow. Your family has gone through so much, and Dylan, he deserves all the quality of life possible for him. What would you say to the parent of someone who is like Dylan, but they believe that cannabis is a hoax and their child could gain benefit for using cannabis, but they're not willing to give it a try? What would you tell somebody like that?
I would beg them to maybe, when the pandemic's over, to come and visit my son or do their research or just give it a try. There's really nothing to lose when you have a child that ill and you've had so many pharmaceuticals and you have so many doctors that tell you. I still have doctors that tell me that cannabis has no benefit whatsoever. I would just urge them to please do your research. Please watch videos. Please listen to other parents' stories and consider it. You have nothing to lose at all. There's no terrible side effects. They're not going to die from cannabis. And I would almost guarantee them that once they tried it, they would never, ever want to try anything else.
Wow. It's just, it's so much to take in. It's so much to take in. I just thank you for your courage and your willingness to be outspoken about this. It's really what this show is about. It's just very moving, what you're going through and everything that you're doing for your son. I am talking to Angel Thrasher. We're going to take another quick break and come back for our final questions.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And I am back with Angel Thrasher, mother of Dylan. God, Angel, you really are Dylan's angel, aren't you? I have so much respect for you and everything that you're dealing with and doing. It's really a testament to the power of love and commitment, and the strength of motherhood. We still have a few minutes left to talk before the end of the show. Is there anything that you would like to leave our listeners with that we haven't covered?
Even if you don't know anyone that uses cannabis, or even if you don't know any kids or young adults that are special needs or in need of cannabis, please consider fighting for it to be legalized everywhere, because the more people we have, the louder our voice is to make sure that no one has to suffer because of, you know, laws that are irrelevant. It's a plant and it saves lives.
Is there a way that people can, is there a way that people can support your family and what you're going through?
I just have my Facebook, Angel Thrasher. It's really easy to find. I have a lot of pictures of Dylan and videos on there that are public that people can see. We do have a GoFundMe to help us get back to Colorado. Once in Colorado, I'm a paid caregiver. We have access. I won't have to struggle like I do in Georgia. Just if anyone wants updates on Dylan or to follow our story, they can just find me on Facebook and, you know, follow our story. It would mean a lot to us. Dylan loves to have people talk to him or say, good morning, Dylan. It brings him a lot of joy because he's very lonely.
I can imagine, you know, his life must be hard enough as it is. But the pandemic has made things so much more complicated for elderly people and people that are already isolated or medically marginalized. We got about 30 seconds left before I have to move on, but I'm really moved. I've done over 250 shows, and I'm telling you, I'm verklempt here. Thank you so much, Angel, for your courage and for your willingness to come on the show and speak your truths. You're a real inspiration.
Thank you so much for allowing me to tell his story. I'm his voice. And the more people that know about Dylan and our fight, the more people that can be helped, not just my son, but so many sons and daughters.
Okay, well, much love to you. You take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now I'm going to get to a weekly feature of Hemp Presented on CannabisRadio.com. That's the quote of the week. And here's the quote. It is irresponsible not to provide the best care we can as a medical community, care that could involve marijuana. We've been terribly and systematically misled for nearly 70 years in the United States. And I apologize for my own role in that. That is Dr. Philip Denny. That concludes this installment of Hemp Presented on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special hemp sapien on a journey to justice as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice. Find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, toke it easy. The Hemp Presented theme song, Take Back the Plants, performed by Sticker Bush. Turn up the music, Maestro, because I'm out.
Marijuana! THC! Sweet sativa! Dicker cream! Sintonia!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big.